kiss on my cheek.
I'm literally confused.
Thank you, Debbie. Good afternoon, everyone. Today is Tuesday, February 20th, 2018, and we'll go ahead and open the Senate Committee on Workforce. We've had a change to the agenda for today. It's a little bit funny, since I'm pretty sure it's not snowing here, but in the greater world, it appears to be snowing and has kept many away. And so we were going to talk about paid family and medical leave, but we are not. We have postponed that till Thursday. So we're going to have a public hearing on House Bill 4012, which extends work after retirement exception for CTE educators. And I'm going to go ahead and open that up for the public hearing and ask Deborah to summarize the bill, and then we'll hear from Representative Doherty.
House Bill 4012 was brought at the request of the House Interim Committee on Education. It extends the sunset to June 30th, 2023, on a provision allowing certain PERS retirees to work as career and technical education teacher without loss of retirement benefit. It takes effect 91 days following the adjournment sine die. It passed the House 56-3 with one excused. It has no fiscal impact and no revenue impact.
Good afternoon, Representative Doherty.
We just got off the floor.
Yes, I saw you on the screen.
Working
hard there.
Chair Taylor, members of the committee, for the record, I'm Margaret Doherty, the House member from House District 35, which is Tigard in Southwest Portland. And today I'm here in support of House Bill 4012, which will ensure that students continue having access to high-quality career and technical education programs in our schools. Currently, teachers of career and technical education programs are exempted from the Oregon's 1,040-hour rule, which prevents public employees from working more than 1,040 hours as a public employee after their retirement. And if you work even 1,041, you lose your retirement, and your retirement is then gone through and recalculated at a different figure. So it's something that's very, very important and that people watch very carefully. House Bill 4012 would extend the sunset on this exemption and allow retired CTE teachers to continue teaching beyond the 1,040 hours. Extending the sunset is vital to make sure that students across Oregon get these important educational opportunities and that the youngest Oregonians are ready to move into college and careers beyond high school. One of the reasons that we have this is that back in the olden days, we had a lot of we had shop classes, and people could major in industrial arts. They could go through, and they went through, and they were considered CTE teachers at the time. There are a lot of people now that have got backgrounds in computers and all these kind of things, but they're not going into education. There are approximately, and this is not from the Department of Ed, but from the CTE organizations, there are approximately 30 teachers right now that are retired teachers that are working CTE programs. And this is everything from technology programs to shop kind of programs to going through and designing and developing things. And what they do is they access about 6,000 students. Without those 6,000 students would not have that class. It's estimated that there are about 90-plus CTE teachers that will be retiring in the next year or two. And they're not. And those are ones that will not be replaced because there are not majors in college anymore for career and technical education. And if you do have a technology background and a technology degree, because of a lot of reasons, they're not going into education. So it's vital that we go through. It's worked out very well for the last couple of years, and what we're just asking is that we extend the sunset, so hopefully we'll be able to get some programs and some recruitment to be able to replace these teachers.
Okay. Questions? All right. Any questions? All right, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you very much.
So we have one person who's, you want to go ahead and have.
Upside down the wrong number. Sorry.
Hello.
Hi, Mr. Jones. This is Kathleen Taylor. We're calling you from the Oregon Senate, the Committee on Workforce. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling me. I can see you on OLEC.
Okay. Well, fantastic. Oh, boy. So we are in the public hearing portion for the House Bill 4012, and I understand that you'd like to speak to the bill. So why don't you go ahead and just give us about a two-minute summary why you're, it sounds like you're in support of the bill. So why don't you give us your perspective, please?
Yes, I am in support. And Chair Taylor and committee, thank you for allowing me to testify from a distance today. I wanted to be available also for questioning. Thank you very much to Representative Doherty for her excellent testimony and for her assistance with this bill. I did post to OLEC a kind of a one-page white paper in addition to the other testimonies and letters that are there. As Representative Doherty explained, we've had, surprisingly to me, from House Bill 3058 passed in the 2015 session, this is how 30 CTE teachers, and if every CTE teacher works with a couple hundred kids, that would be 6,000 kids impacted with quality, highly qualified CTE teachers that are very difficult to come up with. In the 17-18 biennium, the state is providing approximately $200 billion in CTE and STEM monies, while there's a shortage of qualified tech and CTE teachers to teach CTE courses. And I don't know if I mentioned, but for the record, my name is Don Domes, and I'm a CTE advocate and licensed tax consultant from Hillsboro, Oregon.
Okay.
One of the advantages to hiring retired PERS teachers for CTE is that PERS contribution doesn't need to be made, and that allows the school districts to hire them at a significantly reduced cost. Also, the amount that school districts are paying career technical educators is really not competitive, especially now with the industry jobs heating up, especially in construction, auto, and some of those other areas, making it more difficult to get K-12 districts to attract qualified individuals. Also, CTE substitute teachers virtually do not exist, and that extremely limited pool makes it very difficult when a CTE teacher has to be out to keep quality instruction continued. CTE programs are also a primary source of dual credit in the high school, and that dual credit program is actually tied to the CTE teacher, not to the program, because the teacher has to qualify with the college that the dual credit is offered through. And with a retired CTE teacher, we've often got people who have those credentials and understand those systems and then can keep those dual credits alive for students. And as Representative Doherty mentioned, some survey of the CTE regional coordinators indicates that over the next 3 years, there may be 90 or more very difficult to fill CTE jobs out there. So, thank you very much for allowing me to testify.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in. Any questions? All right. Thank you. We're going to sign off now, okay?
Very well. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, we'll go ahead and have Jared, Lori, Morgan, and Brian, some of the usual suspects. Go ahead and come on up. Jared, you did not check if you're for, against, or neutral.
Jared.
Chair Taylor, members of the committee, for the record, Jared Mason Gear, representing the Oregon Education Association. We are supportive of House Bill 4012 with some concerns I just wanted to flag for you. The issue we have with the approach that 4012 takes is that it really focuses on just one aspect of the education system. I mean, we do think that it's important that we take some steps to help attract and retain more CTE educators. But the reality is that we are currently facing a great deal of shortage in many different aspects of the education system. We have a federally recognized teacher shortage in areas such as science, math, special education, speech language pathology. And then we see indicators that we will continue to see those shortages exacerbated and spreading into other aspects of education, where we see dwindling enrollment in teacher prep programs. We've seen, for example, Willamette University's teacher preparation program close altogether. So the pipeline for new educators is being reduced, and demand for or interest in entering the profession is starting to be reduced. In addition, we see increasing retirement eligibility. Upwards of 30% of current educators are eligible to retire. So this is a concern. I think that it's a real issue that we should be preparing ourselves to address, and one that we should be thinking about. How do we take a look at this, and how do we address this in a much more holistic manner than just going kind of piecemeal one by one in the different spheres where we face a shortage? So wanted to just kind of elevate that concern and hope that we can work together in the future here and going into 2019 to start preparing some more holistic solutions. Thank you.
Okay. Chair Taylor, members of the committee, Lori Satinspiel, for your record, representing Oregon School Boards Association here in support. I want to jump on to that one as well. Last short session, we extended the speech pathology. What we've been trying to do is extend them all to the same end date, which is 2023. And I believe the speech paths went to 2026 to try to continue to have that discussion and be ready when everything comes due. We're in full support of this, and happy to take any questions.
Thank you, Chair Taylor. Members of the committee, Morgan Allen on behalf of the Confederation of Oregon School Administrators, agree with everything that's been said. And I think one thing that COSA is doing, we're actually putting together a workforce committee where we've invited education partners, nonprofits, higher ed, et cetera. Because as Mr. Mason Gear mentioned, right now about 30% of the people that work in the K-12 system could walk out the door today, and we have no ability to replace those folks. That's thousands and thousands of teachers and classified staff, and yes, administrators that could just go away, and we have no capacity. So it's something that's a big concern for us. There's some innovative ideas going on out there. Grow your own staff programs out there in the field that some of our school districts are doing, where they're looking at helping classified staff attain the credits and higher education degrees they need. We have a lot of people that could do it. They just need that extra help getting into higher education. So it's something that we'll probably have some legislation in 2019 for the Education Committee, but we might very well be here, and thought it would just be a good opportunity to flag some of those numbers for you as you begin to look towards 2019. So appreciate the opportunity to comment. Thank you.
Okay, great. Any questions for these three? Okay, thank you. Okay, Brian. Welcome.
Chair Taylor, members of the committee. For the record, Brian Krieg, representing the sheet metal contractors and other construction folks. We have submitted a letter in support of the bill for here. I'm also representing today the CTE STEM Employers Council, and we have, I think, sent you directly letters about our support for this too. This coalition for CTE and STEM employers ranges from high tech to healthcare to construction and many other groups in there. We have hundreds of organizations in it. I also serve and have for the last 4 years as co-chair of the state's CTE committee. This is a big problem. We identified it quite a ways back. With the passage of 98, it accelerates the need for even more shop class CTE types of instructors out there. And we just weren't really prepared for this. This is a very elegant solution to getting us to that next phase where we can get more folks geared up to be able to teach these types of classes. It's hard to take my industry type of folks and turn them into a teacher. It's also hard to take a teacher and turn them into a shop teacher too. It's going to take a little time and some innovation. Really help your help with passing this bill would be greatly appreciated.
Okay, thank you, Brian. Any questions? All right, thank you. So that is everyone who has signed up, and this could be a record for our shortest meeting. I think this is obviously a good idea, but I really would like to echo what Mr. Mason Garrett said, because I've heard this feedback from many that we have a serious problem here in Oregon. When I served on the education subcommittee when I started in the House in Ways and Means, the TSPC came in and talked about the declining number of teachers that we have here in the state. And that's everything from people enrolling in the college programs, that's people getting their license. In other words, they go through the program to become a teacher, and they don't even get their license, and then people maintaining their license. And so we have a serious issue here. And children, we all have children up here, and not everybody, this is a very serious issue that we need to make certain that we're creating a positive environment where someone wants to be a teacher and know that they'll be treated well and that the state will treat them well. And the shop teacher, of course, I'm calling him a shop teacher, probably should call them CTE, I guess, that it's a very serious problem. Whole programs have had to shut down, as I understand it, because we don't have adequate teaching staff. So I think this is good, but I definitely agree with Jared that we need to be more assertive in addressing this issue. But for now, so I think the idea is we'll, unless something goes terribly wrong between now and Thursday, that we'll probably move this on Thursday, and we'll have some other bills that will be on the agenda for Thursday. So let's close the public hearing on 4012. Oh, yeah, sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't see you.
I just wanted to remind you, some of us have grandchildren.
That's what I was going to say. The two members on your far left have grandchildren, not just children.
Yes, well, and I also understand Senator Hansel has his 10th grandchild, am I correct?
Right.
That's correct. Okay. Fantastic. Yes. Okay. All right. So we'll go ahead and close the public hearing on 4012. Next meeting will be on Thursday, the 22nd. And this bill and what are the other two bills? Do you remember? I want to put you on the spot.
4058 and...
That's okay. Right? I just thought maybe you had it here. It's okay. So we're going to have three probably work sessions on Thursday. So we'll go ahead and get those posted, and then everyone can take a look before they come to committee. All right. So we'll adjourn the meeting, Senate Committee on Workforce. Thank you, everybody.